This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to talk just for a couple minutes because it's a tough subject about this trans stuff. And then we're going to move on. I'm going to get to microchipping, emails, golden coffins in the works. All that's coming up in the final hour. Now, I played for you a couple things about this horrible, horrible business where doctors, schools, parents, psychiatrists are convincing people they can change the sex they were born with. It's trans insanity. It's demonic. It's ugly. It's terrible. It's destroying people's bodies and minds. And I do believe that period of time is slowly being phased out. Democrats will, of course, support it because they are the spawn of Satan, but I believe it's being phased out very, very slowly. But maybe it's because I desire justice. That's something I always want bad people punished. It really bothers me that the people who lived through this insanity and were destroyed during this time of insanity are not going to get the justice they deserve. Chloe Cole, by the way, I don't know her. I think maybe I interviewed her once, but I don't know her. We don't talk. I don't want to act like we're friends. But Chloe Cole, she's a young lady, and she's given plenty of public testimony, very brave young lady, about how she was manipulated into mutilating herself. And you can tell, I'm trying to be totally respectful here, you can tell, could have been a very beautiful young lady. Is that fair? I'm trying to be nice without being a jerk. Could have been a very beautiful young lady. And she has given testimony that now she can't ever have a child. Can't ever nurse a child. And you could hear the heartbreak in her voice. And I'm so impressed by her to go through that and then become a public face speaking out against the industry. I'm so impressed by her bravery. I am. But I think about how many other people there are out there like her who have been mutilated and attacked, maybe even by their own parents, mutilated, destroyed, and attacked. And now that the country is moving on and the trans insanity, it's slowly, it hasn't happened yet, but it's slowly being put in the rearview mirror. They can't get their body parts back. They don't grow back. You can't go have another surgery and reattach it. Once it's gone, it's gone. And this has always bothered me about the COVID insanity. That we're never going to get justice for all the lives destroyed, finances destroyed, happiness destroyed, health destroyed, all the insanity that came from tyranny, medical tyranny that we suffered under COVID. We'll never get justice for it. And these kids who go through this and have gone through this, manipulated by schools, by friends, by social media, by parents, by look, I've told you before, if you look into some tranny activism, you'll find big pharma dollars behind it. How friggin' evil is that? Just trying to basically buy a customer forever. No, no, no. You should totally do this. You'll love it. You're actually a woman. Here, buy my stuff. Got some hormones for you. It is so evil to me because so many of the people, children and adults, so many of the people who've gone through this are people who were struggling. Maybe you're going through a tough time as a kid. Maybe as an adult, you've suffered abuse. You're having a mental breakdown. It's kind of weak. You just weren't strong enough to withstand it. And now you're destroyed. I hate it when powerful people take advantage of the powerless. It drives me up the wall. I find it to be so gross. And Like I said, I want to move on. It's a terrible subject anyway. It's an ugly subject, but I want justice for these people. Speaking of justice, I got to burst your bubble about something. Hillary Clinton had to go give, you know, she got deposed. So did Bill Clinton. I mean, here's a little bit of
I'll give you an example. If my wife saw pictures with me as a grown man hanging out with obviously or close to underage women, regardless if it was before we were married or not, it would be a question. And so what I'm asking you is, did any questions regarding those photographs come to your mind?
I am going to just as clearly as I can state, say I don't see the relevance of your question, and I am not going to talk about conversations that I had with my family, especially my husband.
Okay. You ready to have your bubble burst? Speaking of justice, the Clintons are as dirty as it gets. And people who follow national news, like you and me, we think we know about the true corruption of the Clintons. If you want to really know about it, I've had this opportunity a couple times. Talk to an Arkansas political person, somebody who's been involved in Arkansas politics for a very long time. The people from Arkansas, they know how truly dirty the Clintons are. Just a crime family. But I've also got to tell you this. They're never going down. You know that, right? I hope you have accepted that. I know that lock her up chants about Hillary Clinton are very, very popular. I get it. We want to see justice done. We want to see the Clinton criminals go to jail. It's never going to happen. The Clintons are never going down. By now, I hope you have accepted it. It's just not going to happen. El Mencho went down, and he's being buried in a golden coffin. So I have a question. Now, it's not that I think drug dealers are famous for their foresight, but buried in a golden coffin in Mexico. Hey, Chris, you're probably someone who would know. What's gold going for an ounce right now? What's an ounce of gold cost? Chris said about $5,000. Okay. El Mencho is being buried in a golden coffin in a country maybe more famous for its thievery than any other country on the planet. How long do you think El Mencho's golden coffin is going to remain safe and secure? What, Chris? Chris said, are we sure it's not like gold leaf or spray painted gold? Chris, these guys get AK-47s made with gold. Okay. I think we have to naturally assume it's solid gold. All right. I know you're already doing the calculations in your head. It's got to be worth $1 million, if not more. It's got to be crazy. But did anybody think this through? And maybe think that his body's just going to be stolen because someone's going to want the gold coffin? You could say, well, people are going to be too afraid. Well, now, maybe not in a month, 2 months, maybe not in a year, when everyone's moved on and there's a new drug lord killing everyone and burning everyone alive and doing all the horrible things the cartel people do down there. There's going to be some enterprising Mexican who wants a whole lot of money, and he's going to dig up that coffin and he's going to steal the gold. How did people not see this coming? Hey, Jesse, please withhold my name. I see Barbara and Ruffalo and, okay, all these actors, Hollywood idiots and whatnot, this guy says. The usual gang of idiots are denouncing the strikes on Iran, which should have been done 47 years ago. These are the same clowns yelling for women's rights, gay rights, etc. Only these people would come to the defense of a country that suppresses women and kills gays. Have a great weekend, Oracle. He said not to use his name, and I won't. Well, communists only care about the revolution. If you're ever listening to the actual words they say, then you're probably missing the point. The point is always just the revolution. None of these people care about gays or civil rights or women. Those are just useful causes to the revolution. You can try to point out their hypocrisy to them, but oftentimes you are the fool in that situation because they didn't mean any of that stuff. You know why they oppose any Iran thing loudly? Because Trump is doing it. And Trump is bad for the communist revolution. Therefore, if Donald Trump picked up a wounded puppy off the road, they would come out loudly standing against it. They cheered against the men's hockey team after winning the gold medal because they took a phone call from Donald Trump. It's all about the revolution. Don't worry about what they say. They don't mean any of what they say, anything of what they say. All right. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. You can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. I have to play it again. I won't play the whole thing, but I'll play the second two parts. Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, who I'm not a fan of, deserves all the credit in the world. Because Kristi Noem, Senator Kennedy, both Republicans, same team, right? He asked some very fair questions today about our money, your money and mine. You went to work today, and the government took 25 to 35% of your money. Where did they spend it?
And the people that you ended up picking were people who had formerly done your political work back in South Dakota. Is that right?
No, that's not correct, sir.
I think it is.
No, it's not, sir. We, the individuals who, I believe the careers who they chose were two different media firms. There's been conversation about their subcontractors, but we have no legal authority to look into subcontractors on work like that. And one thing, Senator, I think would be helpful to know is how effective that communications has been. That
effective in your name recognition. I mean, to me, it puts the president in a terribly awkward spot. I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. It's just hard for me to believe, knowing the president as I do, that you said, Mr. President, here's some ads I've cut, and I'm going to spend $220 million. It's something we have to defend. I'm on the Appropriations Committee.
And here's the second part of it. I do not like corruption. I believe the 17% trust the American people have in the government, I believe it is a national crisis that has the potential to end this nation. No nation can continue if the people feel completely broken away from their government. No nation will continue long term. We are in a crisis situation here. Corruption causes an increase in distrust. Whether it is Democrats or Republicans stealing from you, it matters to me and it matters a lot. This kind of crap is fireable. That it is. This should be the end of Kristi Noem's job.
My research shows that you did not bid them out, that You pick, in fact, one of the people you picked, the strategy group, I'm sorry, Safe America Media, was a company formed 11 days before you picked them, and that the strategy group got most of the money, and the head of that is married to your former spokesperson. Look, we all have friends who are qualified. I'm not quibbling with that. It troubles me. A fifth to a quarter of $1 billion of taxpayer money when we're scratching for every penny and we're fighting over rescission packages. I just can't agree with Madam Secretary.
That's really bad. That's indefensibly bad. And it will not be defended on this show. And look, speaking of Kristi Noem, she had to fire people for doing evil things. Here she was on the Patrick Bet-David show.
Even from the time I came into this office, it was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people. And that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today.
What happened to the individual that was... you know, had your phone that was being spied on? What happened to those individuals?
Fired.
Fired.
Brought in, polygraphed, fired. Yes.
Okay. That's good. $220 million no-bid contract to the wife of somebody who used to work for you. That's wrong. It's dead wrong. Looting the taxpayer is a high crime. And when I said that's a fireable offense, that was me being extremely nice. Because corruption destroys a country. Remember when Donald Trump said that in the State of the Union? I forget exactly how he put it, but it destroys a country. And he was 100% right about that. When people lose that trust in the government, it destroys the country long term. Corruption in government, it should be worse than fireable. It should be. I have always said to you, and now usually we're talking about Democrats because they're all freaking criminals like this, but I have always said to you, the worst punishments in society should be reserved for people in power who abuse their power. They should get longer prison terms than mafia bosses. They really, really should, because of the number of victims, because it's generations of a nation that are victims of these crimes. This is a big deal to me. And again, not a fan, but credit to Senator Kennedy for doing the research, digging it up, and asking the question. Hey, Jesse, lifelong Bostonian, I'm dying to get the heck out of here. Everybody sucks and is miserable. Thanks for all you do. Look, I greatly enjoyed my time in Boston. I think it's a really, really cool city, but it's also a very blue city, and so people are going to be miserable and rude. It's kind of the way it is. You want to live around polite people who hold doors open for you and say, yes, sir, got to get to a red area. Doesn't happen in blue areas. It's what happens when you live amongst the savages. At least you can be pain-free in Boston, though, with Relief Factor. With Relief Factor, you can have the daily aches and pains go away, the chronic pain go away. Everyone around you is still going to cuss at you and cut you off in traffic. Relief Factor can't do anything about that. But using no drugs, 100% drug-free, Relief Factor, it can give your body the help it needs. Your body's trying to fight the inflammation. You are hurting because of inflammation. Your body needs help. It needs some support. That's why you used to not be in pain, and now you are. Your body can't do what it used to do. Let Relief Factor turn back the clock on that. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. At least try it. It's worth a try, right? ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. All right. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's get to these emails. As you know, I'm a cigar guy now. I got an email from a fellow cigar guy, and this one's the subject of this one is cigar tips to prove you're a cigar guy. Jesse, having listened to you talk about cigars, it's clear you're not a cigar guy. It's a little rude. Here are some tips to help you. The clippy thing is called a cutter. Stop calling it a clippy thing. Why didn't you tell me it was called a cutter, Chris? Well, you could have helped me out so I didn't look dumb in front of everybody. Don't use a lighter. Use a butane torch. Regular lighters don't work well. And a Zippo will make your cigar taste like lighter fluid. I wanted to be a Zippo guy, Chris. Those are the ones that like flip open and stuff. I guess I can't use that. Use a torch and make sure you call it a torch. Chris, help me remember this. It's a cutter and a torch. Don't roll your eyes. All right. Matches are perfectly acceptable and sometimes even better depending on the cigar's quality and flavor. Cigars are like wine. You don't have to overspend for quality. But anything under $10 is usually a bad sign unless you're buying a full box. You once complained that the smoke burned your nostrils. It did. That's because you're not supposed to inhale. I didn't inhale. It just went up there. Puff every 30 to 60 seconds. A quality cigar should last 45 to 90 minutes. That's quite a commitment. 90 minutes? Keep your humidor at 70% humidity and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Follow these steps and maybe you can redeem your man card from ordering ice cream at a bar. Hey, Chris, do you think we could put cigars on the company card? Then we could get better ones. We could probably do that, right? We'll just lie and say it's... No, we can do it. How are they even going to know? We'll tell them that we're having meetings and we're meeting other cigar guys. Our hands are tied, right? And we're going to get a... What did he call? We're going to get a cutter and we're going to get a torch, a butane torch, and we'll put it on the company card. It won't cost us a dime. I like this. Pink Flower, what kind of adult serves... What kind of adult serves ice cream or adult bar serves ice cream? It was a bar and grill, okay? I know you hate being told what not to do on the air, but you need to stop playing the Indiana Jones clip for Sri Tandahar. Every time you play it, I laugh so hard it hurts. Next time might send me to the hospital. He says, let the bar eat. Look, I just can't believe... This guy is a member of Congress.
You will go to Banquet Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
It sounds just like it. It's not my fault. Look, it's that. Or we can play the introduction to hopefully Democrat nominee for Senate, Jasmine Crockett.
Okay. She ain't never scared and she ain't never been. Who is willing to go toe-to-toe against the president? I can't wrap my head around someone who votes Republican. She advocate for feeding kids. They protect folks touching them. Trump invading his own country with our army. What a...
That part was a little clunky. They probably threw it together.
Show. We remember Pearl Harbor by illegally bombing boats. What y'all thought we wasn't gonna do nothing, buddy. Think again. They only trying to scare out of running because they think she'll win. Listen, thought I told y'all we ain't never scared. Now look who name on the docket. Got two words for every racist bigot. Jasmine Crockett.
Crockett.
Yeah, it might be true, but in all the history,
y'all hear the words.
I really want to know what were in the lyrics that he forgot there. Had to be some bangers.
So which side you want to choose? Me, I hope my money goes to side that isn't trying to say affordabilities. I hope she stand on business, Austin toes. Texas soap, don't need no more bad built, bleach blonde, butch bodies moving forward.
That was real. Whenever we play that, people will email in and think that's just like a bad parody. Jasmine Crockett. Running for United States Senate in the very red state of Texas, made her Senate announcement, and that was her introduction. That is not a parody. Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey didn't sit back in their little nerd room and come up with that. Jasmine Crockett brought that guy out and obviously had to pay him for it, I'm assuming, to write that song. To introduce her. And these people, they're the ones making decisions on behalf of a country, the most powerful country on the planet. Jasmine Crockett sits in the United States House of Representatives. I just, sometimes, man. Hey, Jesse, is it common for a whiskey sommelier, that means expert taster, you guys don't have to define every word for me, all right? To spit out what they're sampling instead of swallowing. Just pretend you're Kamala. Oh, I can't say that. All right. You know what? I'm done getting these cigar tips from all of you. I'm done with it all. Jesse, you told us about your trip to Arizona for your wife's reunion or whatever you want to call it. You failed to mention the most important part. Did you flaunt your Arizona alumni clothing? I did, as a matter of fact. I absolutely did. I bought a cap. See, here's the thing. I'm going bald. I don't know if you know this, but my hair is just gone. So now I just buzz it down. And there's something you really don't appreciate when you're young and you have a full head of hair is it turns out God gave you hair for a reason. It actually serves a purpose. It really helps keep your head warm. And you don't really appreciate this until you buzz your hair off. How I'm naturally a warm person. You know, my wife's cold all the time. I'm hot all the time. But now whenever I'm in a cold environment, I get the shivers because my head is so freaking cold. What, Chris? Chris said a cold environment like Arizona. Arizona's high desert, brother. It's not, look, it's not 1,000 degrees all year long. It was in the 40s at night when we were there. So, I mean, cold is relative. Is that Montana cold? Of course not. But if you're me and you brought a light jacket and you're walking outside at 40 degrees with a little breeze, it's getting a little chilly out there. So I stopped and I got a beanie. I got a toboggan. I got an Arizona toboggan. Sported that thing all over campus. I bet they thought I was a fellow college kid there. I could tell, Chris. I could tell. You want to hear something unbelievable? The day was over. One of these days we'd been to a million different events. And I was starving. And I just wanted something trashy and bad because that's who I am. And you know what I wanted? McDonald's. I wanted to just go get Big Mac, couple double cheeseburgers, something like that. They have a big student union, like I'm assuming all colleges do, a big food court area with all these different food options. At least that's what I thought. I walked in. I don't even understand this world anymore. There was no McDonald's in the student union. The only fast food in there was Chick-fil-A. The rest of it was all this health crap. And there was an Indian restaurant, like anyone wants to eat that filth. And there was a vegan this, and you can get a smoothie here. What kind of a college doesn't have some trashy, bad-for-you food? I don't want a smoothie. I don't want curry. I don't want lettuce wraps. I want a double cheeseburger with fries. That's what I would like. Let's talk about what Washington's trying to pass and more. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's something for you to feel good about. These old GOP losers that we get so frustrated with, the Tom Tillises.
Why am I disappointed with Secretary Noem? Because we're not going after enough people who did this damage at the expense of running numbers that Stephen Miller wants out of the White House. We just...
Yeah, we got it. Those guys are retiring, though. Tom Tillis is retiring. Mitch McConnell is retiring. I know we still have so many who are there who frustrate us, but they're retiring. And the new crop of GOPers, they appear to be a lot more like you and like me. This is Brandon Gill. I've interviewed Brandon Gill a couple times. I'm not at all insulting him. I think he's 15. No, he's not, but he's extremely young. Extremely young. Chris, I bet he's 30 years old. Maybe. But listen to the new generation.
To your point about culture, there are cultural issues here where you have neighborhoods and communities who are being completely transformed.
Right.
That's not what the American people asked for.
No.
Maybe what certain businesses have been asking for, but it's not what the people asked for.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound wonderful? Doesn't that sound more like you and me? We are losing the old ones. And we're getting better new ones. Eric Schmidt, United States Senator from Missouri. Here
he is. It's happening in Northern Virginia. The new governor just today said that this brutal killer, Abdul Jallo, an illegal immigrant from Sierra Leone with more than 30 prior arrests, who brutally stabbed to death Stephanie Minter, a mother, an American citizen, less than 50 miles from here, she will not work with ICE. If for some reason this monster gets released, she will not let ICE know when he's being released. Think about that. That's what is happening in this country. So forgive me if I don't want to be lectured by the Democrats on this point. I would think in a different time, in a different place, that we could all actually agree that if somebody is here illegally and they're being released from prison, that we would let federal law enforcement know about it. Apparently not.
And credit to Donald Trump. He speaks like this. Now many more do too.
Illegal immigration. They got to solve that problem. And I must say, that's not only UK. That's other parts of the European Union that have the same problem. Immigration and energy. The energy is through the roof, the highest in the world. And the immigration was, I mean, you know, look, you have places where in the UK, you have a terrible mayor of London, terrible. He's an incompetent guy. But you have Sharia courts. You don't have Sharia courts. You don't want Sharia courts. You have Sharia courts adjudicating law.
Is Trump where you are on immigration? No, he's to the left of you and me on immigration. But he got an important ball rolling. And in the future, they will be better and further to the right and further to the right. I know there's always a lot of stuff to feel bad about. Like this email, Shogun. I haven't heard your answer to this question yet. Do you believe real America is doomed? I think about that a lot, and it's depressing. Am I crazy? And the subject of this one is, are we Rhodesia? I don't know. Nobody knows. There are questions out there that nobody knows the answer to. Iran is a hot topic right now, obviously. And everyone's talking about this bombing or that, or this is stupid, or it's wonderful, or this or that. And let me tell you something. Maybe you'll find this disheartening. I hope not. But you know how this ends? No, you don't, because neither do I. Neither does Donald Trump. Neither does the UK, France, Israel, Iran. How does this end? Where will all this end? Where will everyone be here 5 years from now? I don't know. You don't know. The fate of nations, the future, is beyond so much of our comprehension. We don't know. Only God knows the answer to these questions. Will the United States of America right itself and fix itself and save itself? Maybe. We might. If enough people wake up, start fighting, start getting involved politically, getting some wins, run out the foreigners, we might. We might. Or are we just going to die the death of a thousand cuts as the communists subvert this and subvert that, and we lose this and lose that, and then 100 years from now, the United States of America is three different nations because we had some terrible civil conflict and we broke up. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is we have to and should fight like we can save it. It's the only thing we know how to do. And we have to do that for the next generation and the one that comes after them. We owe our children that. There are days, and I've expressed this to you before, where I'm tired of politics, man. It's not even a passion of mine. I believe it's important. I shouldn't say it's not a passion. It is a passion. I don't love it. I believe it's important. And I've told you before that I have days, man, where I don't even want to talk about politics. It's check out. I just want to check out. And I think about my sons. I have two teenage boys. I want them to have some semblance of the same country that I have. So stay involved. What's that great quote from John Adams? It's one of my favorite quotes of all time. I study war and politics so my sons can study mathematics and philosophy. Isn't that freaking powerful? I'm only here doing this, so hopefully the next generation doesn't have to freaking do this. I don't know where we're going. I don't know that we're doomed. I don't know that we're saved, but I know we got to keep going.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Washington state lawmakers consider restricting workplace microchipping. This is the very first time I have ever heard that workplaces are inserting microchips in the skin of their employees. Don't let anybody insert a microchip under your skin for any reason, all right? Unless the pay is really good. No, I'm kidding. Russian mogul who called Ghislaine Maxwell his soulmate is found dead in a luxury Moscow pad. I feel like Moscow apartments are very, very dangerous places. People die there a lot. All right. We're going to do this again tomorrow. We'll see what happens. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.